coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray.
现在我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们在还没有研究这个学科以前，我们求主给我们从天上来的智慧。主啊，你知道每一位听众的需要，求主帮助我们，使我们今天研究的时候可以得到从天上来的力量，可以应付我们以后的生活。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名。阿们。 We study today lesson 31.
在今天我们研究第31课。
Lesson number 31.
第三十一课。
The subject of lesson 31 is man's public enemy.
第三十一课的题目是人类的公敌。
Death is an unwelcome intruder.
死亡是一个不受欢迎的不俗之客。
Without invitation,
虽然你没有邀请他，
He enters our home.
他还是会进到我们的家里头来。
Has death visited your home?
死亡曾经临到过你的家没有？
It has mine.
他曾经到过我的家。
When I was attending high school in Shanghai,
当我在上海念中学的时候，
My sister contracted scarlet fever.
我的姐妹得到了猩红热。
For many days, she was delirious.
在好多天之内，她都是昏迷不醒。
Then came that never-to-be-forgotten night.
然后就到了那个我永远不会忘记的晚上。
I awoke to hear my mother crying in the next room.
我醒过来，听见我母亲在另外一个房间在哭。
I had never heard her weep like that before.
我从来没有听见过母亲以前那样哭过。
I did not have to ask why she was weeping.
我用不着问她为什么哭。
I knew that my sister had passed away.
我知道我的姐妹已经过世了。
Death had broken our family circle.
死亡破坏了我们的家。
Where does death come from?
到底死亡是从什么地方来的呢？
Not from God.
不是从上帝来的。
He is the giver of life.
他乃是赐给生命的那一位。
The world he created was perfect.
他所造的世界乃是一个完全的世界。
Our first parents lived in a lovely garden.
我们的始祖是住在一个可爱的花园里头。
There they were surrounded by the beauties of nature.
在周围有美丽的自然围绕着他们。
In this garden,
在这个园子里头，
there were no enemies.
没有仇敌。
Such as sickness,
例如疾病，
destruction,
破坏，
or death,
或者死亡。
Romans 6:23 tells us,
罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们，
the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
How true.
这是多么实在呢。
A person may receive a high salary.
一个人也许他可以得到很高的薪水。
He may amass a large fortune.
也许他积攒了很大的一笔财产。
But what is his final payment?
但他最后要付出什么呢？
Death.
死亡。
That is the wage which all,
这就是每一个人所要得到的这个工资。
Rich and poor,
不论是贫富，
High and low,
不论地位的高低，
receive in the end.
最后都要得到这一个。
The Bible informs us
圣经告诉我们说
that death is the result of sin.
死亡乃是由于罪恶所造成的结果。
But where did sin come from?
但是罪恶是从什么地方来的呢？
The Bible answers that question also.
圣经也回答了这个问题。
Read 1 John 3:8.
我们看约翰一书三章八节。
He who commits sin is of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼。
For the devil has sinned from the beginning.
因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
In other words,
换一句话说,
the devil was the first sinner.
最先犯罪的就是魔鬼。
Sin originated with him.
罪恶是从他那个地方起源的。
Now we must know where the devil came from.
现在我们必须要知道魔鬼是从什么地方来的。
Christ gives the answer in Luke 10:18.
基督在路加福音十章十八节给我们回答了。
When he said,
他曾经说,
I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
他说我看见魔鬼从天而降坠落好像闪电一样。
The devil and Satan are used synonymously in the Bible.
魔鬼和撒旦在圣经里面是两个同样意思的名词。
His original abode was in heaven.
他原来是住在天上。
Then did God create the devil?
那这样说来，是不是上帝造了魔鬼呢？
Oh no.
不是。
He created the thousands of heavenly beings called angels.
他造了成千成万的天上的生灵，称为天使。
The devil was one of these.
魔鬼也是属于天使里头的一个。
Let us learn more about this fallen angel.
我们再来多研究一些关于这个堕落的天使的情形。
In Isaiah 14:12-14, we read,
在以赛亚十四章十二节到十四节这样说，
How art thou fallen from heaven?
你何竟从天坠落？
O Lucifer, son of the morning.
明亮之星早晨之子啊。
Yes, and the word Lucifer in English means son of the morning.
在这个地方的英文提到路西弗，它的意思就是说 明亮之星早晨之子。
How art thou cut down to the ground?
你何竟被砍倒在地上？
Who didst weaken the nations?
你曾经攻败列国。
For thou hast said in thine heart,
因为你心里曾说，
I will ascend into heaven.
我要升到天上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
我要高举我的宝座在上帝众星以上。
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
In the sides of the north.
在北方的极处。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要升到高云之上。
I will be like the Most High.
我要与至上者同等。
Here we have a description of the leader of the angelic hosts.
这些一个章节就是形容那个天使或者天军中间的领袖。
His name was Lucifer.
他的名字是路西弗。
Son of the morning.
早晨之子。
He was without doubt a majestic angel.
他一定是一位大有尊严的天使。
But pride and jealousy became his downfall.
但是骄傲和嫉妒使他堕落了。
Lucifer became envious of the position of Christ.
路西弗对基督的地位有了嫉妒的心。
He desired to be equal with God.
他想要与上帝同等。
This was the first sin.
这就是第一个罪。
The sin of pride.
骄傲的罪。
In its final end, it changed a beautiful angel into a devil.
到了最后，把一位美丽的天使改变成个魔鬼了。
Lucifer began to sow the seeds of discontent among the other angels.
路西弗开始在其他的天使之间散播不满意的种子。
He found a few sympathizers.
他得到了一些个少数的同情他的天使。
Then Lucifer plotted to overthrow the government of God.
然后路西弗就阴谋要推翻上帝的政府。
Thus he became the first revolutionary.
这样他就成了第一个策反革命的。
The revolution is described in Revelation 12:7-9.
他这一种革命是在启示录第十二章七至九节讲得很清楚。
Now war arose in heaven.
在天上就有了战争。
Michael and his angels,
米迦勒同他的使者
fighting against the dragon,
与龙征战。
And the dragon and his angels fought.
龙也同他的使者去征战。
But they were defeated.
并没有得胜。
And there was no longer any place for them in heaven.
天上再没有他们的地方。
And the great dragon was thrown down.
这个大龙就被摔在地上。
That ancient serpent.
大龙就是那古蛇。
Who is called the devil and Satan.
名叫魔鬼又叫撒旦。
The deceiver of the whole world.
是迷惑普天下的。
He was thrown down to the earth.
他被摔在地上。
And his angels were thrown down with him.
他的使者也一同被摔下去。
The fourth verse tells us that one third of the angels joined in the rebellion.
第四节告诉我们说，天上有三分之一的天使参与这个叛变。
Thus we have the story of the origin of sin.
这就是罪恶起始的故事。
Which brought with it destruction and death.
它就带来了破坏与死亡。
God did not ordain that sin should exist.
上帝并没有命定罪恶必须要存在。
But he took this risk in giving the angels the power of free choice.
但是他冒这一个险，让天使有自由选择的权柄。
God does not force anyone to worship him.
上帝并没有强迫任何人去侍奉他。
Otherwise,
不然的话，
worship of God would be motivated by fear.
崇拜上帝就是由于恐惧而造成的了。
God is love.
上帝就是爱。
He invites all to acknowledge him as supreme.
他邀请所有的众生都认他为至高至上。
The choice lies with the individual.
这种选择的权利是在乎我们个人。
Lucifer chose to rebel.
路西弗他是选择叛变。
That is what sin does.
这就是罪所造成的。
So today, in this world, there are two forces.
在今天，一共有两种势力。
Vying for the allegiance of every person.
在彼此争斗，为的是要使每一个人要依顺他们。
One is the righteous force of love.
一个是这公义的爱的力量，
which proceeds from God，
是从上帝而来的。
The other is the evil force of hate，
另外一种就是恨恶的恶力量，
which proceeds from Satan，
那就是从撒旦那个地方来的。
The first seeks to save，
头一个是要拯救人，
The other seeks to destroy，
另一个则是要毁灭人。
You and I must choose which we will serve.
你和我必须要选择我们要侍奉哪一个。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 31.
我们要看第31课的生字。
There are a total of 13.
一共有13个。
Number one,
第一个。
Intruder,
不俗之客。
Intruder。 Two,Scarlet fever,
猩红热。
Scarlet fever. Three, delirious,
神志昏迷。
Delirious. Four, amass,
集聚。
Amass. Five, lightning,
闪电。
Lightning. Six, synonymously,
同义的。
Synonymously. Seven, congregation,
会众。
Congregation. Eight, envious,
嫉妒。
Envious. Nine, discontent.
不满。
Discontent. Ten, dragon,
龙。
Dragon. Eleven, rebellion,
叛乱。
Rebellion. Twelve, vying,
竞争。
Vying.13, allegiance,
归顺。
Allegiance. Let us now read lesson 31 over in English.
我们要将31课用英文念一遍。
Death is an unwelcome intruder. Without invitation, he enters our homes. Has death visited your home?It has mine. When I was attending high school in Shanghai, my sister contracted scarlet fever. For many days she was delirious. Then came that never-to-be-forgotten night. I awoke to hear my mother crying in the next room. I had never heard her weep like that before.I did not have to ask why she was weeping. I knew that my sister had passed away. Death had broken our family circle. Where does death come from? Not from God. He is the giver of life. The world he created was perfect. Our first parents lived in a lovely garden.There they were surrounded by the beauties of nature. In this garden, there were no enemies such as sickness, destruction, or death. Romans 6:23 tells us, "The wages of sin is death." How true. A person may receive a high salary. He may amass a large fortune.But what is his final payment? Death. That is the wage which all, rich and poor, high and low, receive in the end. The Bible informs us that death is the result of sin. But where did sin come from? The Bible answers that question also. Read 1 John 3:8. He who commits sin...is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. In other words, the devil was the first sinner. Sin originated with him. Now we must know where the devil came from. Christ gives the answer in Luke 10:18 when he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
The devil and Satan are used synonymously in the Bible. His original abode was in heaven. Then, did God create the devil? Oh, no. He created the thousands of heavenly beings called angels. The devil was one of these. Let us learn more about this fallen angel. In Isaiah 14:12-14, we read, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, who didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Here we have a description of the leader of the angelic hosts. His name was Lucifer, son of the morning. He was without doubt a majestic angel, but pride and jealousy became his downfall. Lucifer became envious of the position of Christ. He desired to be equal with God. This was the first sin, the sin of pride. In its final end, it changed a beautiful angel into a devil. Lucifer began to sow the seeds of discontent among the other angels. He found a few sympathizers. Then, Lucifer plotted to overthrow the government of God. Thus, he became the first revolutionary. The revolution is described in Revelation 12:7-9. "Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." The fourth verse tells us that one-third of the angels joined in the rebellion. Thus we have the story of the origin of sin, which brought with it destruction and death. God did not ordain that sin should exist, but he took the risk in giving the angels the power of free choice. God does not force anyone to worship him. Otherwise, worship of God would be motivated by fear. God is love. He invites all to acknowledge him as supreme. The choice lies with the individual. Lucifer chose to rebel. That is what sin does. So today in this world, there are two forces vying for the allegiance of every person. One of the righteous, one is the righteous force of love, which proceeds from God. The other is the evil force of hate, which proceeds from Satan. The first seeks to save. The other seeks to destroy. You and I must choose which we will serve. We are thankful to our Heavenly Father for revealing to us our public enemy. And we are glad that he has not left us to the destruction or the wiles of the enemy. He has provided us with a way of escape. And we will learn more about this way of escape in another lesson. So let us say goodbye until the next broadcast.
Thank you.